So, Matt, I'm curious, what inspired you to write Changer and start the Crystal series?
Well, I was always very passionate about writing as a young man, and that fell by the wayside when I embarked upon my career as a software developer. I picked writing back up almost by accident, by writing articles related to programming and so forth, and I sort of rediscovered that passion for it. So when I first started really seriously writing fiction again, as many people do, I wanted to write the sort of stuff that I enjoyed reading, and I do read a lot of thrillers, etc. I often felt that perhaps the United States as a setting and as a nationality for characters is extremely well represented, and it would be fun to not just have Europe as a visited place, but as the home of a set of these stories with characters from this part of the world. So that was really the genesis of that first book, which of course then, became this series that I'm writing.
Interesting. So I had always thought of your progress as being software development, then fiction. And so this was more or less discovering a lost love.
Very much so, yeah. Writing fiction was something I did in my teenage years, just in my spare time, because I read so very heavily. I'm not sure if you're the same, but I was the kid that was sitting on the train going to school every day. I had about a half hour journey through the city each way, and I would always have a book, read a lot of Stephen King and Dean Koontz and Michael Crichton and so on and so forth, all the big names. And for me, I couldn't read books for any length of time without thinking, I'd really like to try this myself. So yeah, when I came back into writing later on in life, it was a rediscovery of a passion that had been dormant for a while.
So when you were writing this or starting to write the series, I'm curious, what research did you do to build the setting? Was this something where you had to travel and research into the locations and the European Union organizations that sort of make up part of the story?
The thing with writing thrillers, which I sort of knew anecdotally beforehand, and which I very much discovered to be true myself, is that there are things you just have to get right. Otherwise, people will point it out and will complain. And it's stuff like weapons. There's always someone who'll write in if you get the weapons wrong, if you get some kind of detail wrong about that. Travel times, time zones, if you travel from X to Y, what time is it going to be, and all that sort of thing. So there's a comparatively high burden of research for this particular genre where you can't just absolutely make everything up. The books are on that cusp of techno thriller with a slight sort of paranormal element. It's just on the border between those two genres. And the techno thriller side of it, yeah, it does need an awful lot of research. Also, by virtue of being set in the European Union, there are various nationalities and languages involved, and I do like to sprinkle in a bit of authentic flavour. So there was research involved there as well. And for a number of the locations, I have visited them myself, mostly on a recreational basis rather than deliberately for research. But as I have travelled since then, albeit not during the past year or so, given the global situation, I do always have an eye open to potentially use a place as a setting, and I find myself taking notes about just little authentic details that give that ring of reality to the reader and make something turn something from a description into an image in the mind, I would suppose. So yeah, I mean, I also alongside that series, I write a lot of really short stories, and they tend to be more in the horror slash supernatural kind of side of things, and sometimes sci-fi. And those genres, you're a bit more free, perhaps, to just make stuff up out of whole cloth. But the kestrel thrillers, because they're rooted in this world, and mostly in our technology and weaponry and transportation and our political situation, etc. Yeah, you do need to do a fair bit of research, and that's amplified when you're writing a series.
So I'm curious if you find there's any overlap with your experience in writing software in the past and now writing fiction. perhaps in the research and the pulling the details together, or do you feel like they're entirely separate?
That's a question I get asked quite a lot, actually. I think because so many people who work in the software field, they're such intensely creative and analytical and driven people, and many of them have, I think, a fantasy of doing something they see as more purely creative in the sort of arts sense, alongside yeah. what they do. So it's been a subject of a lot of interest. So I've had that question a lot, and the answer, like so many things in life, is yes and no. There are definitely some similarities in terms of if you're plotting out a 100,000 word book, I'm the sort of person that needs to at least have the skeleton of it down first. So you are thinking ahead and you are planning out something that's a bit like an architecture, and you are very much thinking in terms of, I mean, hopefully when a person designs software, they're working from the use case and the user need backwards towards finding a product and determining feature set and implementation and all that. That way, with right. that in mind, and of course, when you're writing a novel, the reader is all that there is. You have to be constantly empathic, and you have to have the right balance of pulling them along versus intriguing them, answering questions versus asking questions. Also, there's the whole editing side of it, which I guess is conceptually akin to the debugging thing that people have to go through when writing software. So. And I guess we have beta readers for books, you know, you get advanced copies, and
yeah.
people give feedback. So you've got your kind of your alpha or beta software release there. So at a high level, there are commonalities. I mean, of course, in terms of the day-to-day mechanics, it is very, very different. You know, I'm not opening the dictionary in the way that you'll constantly be looking up the you know APIs for your languages and frameworks. It's not just as detailed and as granular as that. It's
right.
a bit more free form. But one thing I will say that it feels every bit as work like a job, every bit as difficult and challenging a job, every bit as much of a sort of endurance match of the intellect, if you will, as software engineering does. So maybe that would be a comfort to some people who have a dream of writing or whatever. I promise you, it hurts me just as much as your job hurts you.
We have about a minute left on this chat. I'm wondering, as an indie publisher with self-published books, what have you found works the best to promote your books, especially to get new readers in?
Social media has been fantastic for me, and I'm kind of the worst person to ask that because I had a pre-existing big following due to releasing so much source code and so on. So I've just been hugely grateful for that community. I guess the thing is figuring out your market and targeting it on as many fronts as you possibly can. I found social media and the blog and podcast guest appearances, funnily enough, very useful for that. So I guess it's always about defining your target customer or market and trying to speak directly to them.